The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty,
the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Hi, good night, everybody. I'm running to serve Pennsylvania.
Okay, so that's how it started last night, Mr. Fetterman there. Everybody tuning in. There was one question in that entire debate. How is his brain after the stroke? And he opened with, play that again.
Hi, good night, everybody.
There you go. So that was a rough start.
Yeah.
We got more highlights and discussion on that whole thing coming up.
Yeah. Plus, as we're going to talk a little finance here, central banks, including the Fed, as we call it here in the United States, losing tremendous amounts of money. You don't think of profit and loss when you think of central banks. They have a problem.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. And with skyrocketing interest rates, it's not going to get better.
So I came across this headline yesterday, got my attention. Survey says Americans will need 20% more to retire based just off of this year's economics. Well, that's a significant amount.
I'd say.
That's a big number. The expected retirement age has ticked up to 64 from 62.6 in a year.
Wow.
That's a pretty big jump in a year.
About a year and a half, yeah.
Yeah. Stock and bond markets have fallen sharply. I'm going to get into some numbers I think you'll find very interesting, but a typical 60-40 portfolio, and I don't know at what point you're supposed to go to 60-40, where investors put 60% of their money in stock, 40% of their money into bonds, is on track to deliver its worst returns in 100 years, according to the Bank of America.
Well, I say.
Worst returns in 100 years.
Oof.
You know, I'm not at retirement age, but man, if I was 62 and had been, you know, had on my calendar summer of 2023 for the last, you know, 15 years.
Oh my God.
With a picture of a boat and a sunset or something.
Yeah.
Dang it!
Well, in 100 years, let me think. 20s and 30s. Did anything happen then? Anything great and depressing?
Well, it was kind of jazzy for a while.
Yes, I remember that.
Then it got
so much roaring.
It got great and depressing.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Good Lord.
A couple other things for you. As inflation has surged, the federal government has taken steps to mitigate the pain. We talked about all these last week. The government has increased Social Security checks by 8.7% for 2023. That's the largest cost of living adjustment to benefits in 40 years. I keep saying this. I don't like all these records. Most this, fastest that, highest this. I mean, all these records are not good. I mean, breaking, oftentimes, many decades are century-old records.
Right. Well, the idea, since, you know, the days when Alan Greenspan was worshipped as some sort of god, he ran the Fed in the 90s, I guess, was it? The idea is it burbles up a little bit, then they tweak it, burbles down a little bit, just exists in a very narrow, regular band, no extremes at all. We just keep things humming because we've figured it all out.
The IRS also adjusted 401ks, so they're going to increase how much you can donate next year to $22,500 to try to keep you on pace with the inflation, because obviously the old number's worth a lot less than it was before. So all that makes sense, I assume, to everyone. Here we go with some numbers about retirement. If we need 20% more to retire, the average retirement age in 2021, the most recent numbers, was 63. That's lower than I would have guessed, but...
Yeah, me too.
Median income of a 63-year-old, these are 2021 numbers, but was $58,000. Median retirement savings at 63, $221,000. So that's the median amount people had saved up for retirement, $221,000. That's not enough, I don't think, for most people. Now needed to retire because of the 20% more, 265, so... That's coming up about $44,000 short per person. And most of these people that are at retirement age, or if you've already retired, like you had, you know, I was talking about the person that was planning to retire next year. How about if you retired 2 years ago? You had all your plans, your numbers worked out and everything like that. You're short of the money you thought you needed and presumably have no way to make it. To jump back into the workplace and make that money again.
Right, yeah.
That's rough.
That is really rough, I feel, for those poor folks.
Yeah. So one of the questions the Wall Street Journal had, and I wonder myself, if we have millions and millions and millions, so we currently have 47,290,000 retirees in the United States, but those numbers are expected to explode because of our aging population. What happens societally if we have gazillions of people who want to retire or are retired or really have no place in the workplace anymore, who don't have enough money? What happens? What happens to our politics? What happens to our...
Well, I think we can all hear the pleas in our heads already. You know, we can't let our oldsters starve. They deserve, as Barack Obama put it, it's a human right to have a dignified retirement. So we'll have to kick in for them, I guess. I say, hey, you just have to adjust. You're going to go for a place on the beach, then you go for a place a couple blocks off the beach, then a place about an hour and a half inland, then a place in some decaying Rust Belt town with no economy and no future, maybe up in the hills, getting your water out of the river with a bucket, pooping in a bucket, different bucket, buy two buckets. Just going to have to live a little more simply.
Maybe live with your even older sister who you haven't talked to in 15 years.
Trapping and eating raccoons and possum.
Oh, my God.
It's just a question of adjustment.
There are some serious political implications to this whole retirement situation.
Yes, clearly, especially given the aging populace. Although we're importing a young populace from Central America as fast as we possibly can. For reasons that we've gone over many times.
Maybe all those jobs that aren't being filled now are going to end up being filled by older people who still have the silly notion that you should have a job and support yourself, as opposed to the younger crowd that doesn't think you should have to have a job unless it makes your heart sing.
Right.
But maybe there are enough old people that will work at the, you know, McDonald's or wherever. It's not my vision of being 64, but...
It's also possible... And a couple of years ago, I would have said it's entirely likely. Now I'm dialing back to possible. That things will settle down substantially, and the chaos of this year and the market plunges and the record this and record that will be the thing of the past within a couple of years. All that would be required for that to happen is Putin comes to his senses, Xi Jinping dies of a heart attack, and reformers come to the fore in China.
Boy, these are
and
pretty optimistic.
The Easter Bunny comes to spread good cheer to all the children of the land. I grow a foot. I mean, that's... Oh, man.
The average amount in a retirement savings account for all adults right now dropped this year to $86,000. That's an 11% decline from 2021. So I don't know if people were taking money out of the retirement for that number to drop. Then the value of it, of course, dropped because of inflation. So what that will buy you dropped and the actual amount dropped.
Yeah, woof.
And again, retirement age ticked up a year and a half in 1 year from 62.6 to 64. in terms of the average retirement age? I think a major people talk about it for a century period has begun, and we just don't know it yet. That's what I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't think, did people know they were in the Great Depression at the very beginning? I don't know if they did or not, but. And they had that giant stock market crash in 29 the way it did. Maybe this is more of a softer start to a really rough period, but I hope I'm wrong. Maybe I just have a bad attitude about life. I just think we've already entered into a period that's going to last a while. It's going to be really unpleasant.
Yeah, I think our medicine, as it were, to cure economic ills are a lot more advanced than they were. On the other hand, our willingness to do really, really stupid stuff is much greater than it ever was in the past. Getting way out over our skis, spending our children and grandchildren's money in a way that is utterly repugnant. That was never done in the past.
It's already done. All that stuff's already done. There's nothing to do about it either.
Well, and it's worth pointing out real briefly, and then we'll move on from the gloom and doom, that central banks around the world, as I mentioned, are hemorrhaging money. They're losing lots and lots of money. And most of us don't think in terms of profit and loss when we look at the Fed, for instance. But the way they spend money to a large extent, the way they quote-unquote print money, is that the government announces, we're going to sell $100 zillion worth of bonds. And the Fed says, yeah, I want them all. And so all of a sudden, the Fed then buys $100 zillion worth of bonds. And that money goes into circulation because the government can spend it and the rest of it. Assuming that interest rates, which were artificially low for a very, very long time, both parties are at fault, would stay that way. Well, now they have risen starkly. Perhaps you've heard that. And so the cost to service debt, the attractiveness of bonds and the rest of it, the bond market is enduring its worst sell-off in a generation. Again, another superlative or craperlative when it's a bad thing.
Craperlative. Yeah. You've invented a word.
Falling bond prices, in turn, mean paper losses on the massive holdings that the Fed and others accumulated during their rescue efforts in recent years, which takes a lot of flexibility out of what they can do and puts real pressure on the Treasury. Oh, great!
So that stat again, a typical 60-40 retirement portfolio is on track to deliver its worst returns in 100 years.
We heard you the first time!
Do you just like saying that? And I still say, I've been saying this for a while, with no offense to boomers who didn't want any of these things to happen, the spending and whatnot.
Right.
The greatest generation will someday be labeled the worst generation. So Tom Brokaw's greatest generation is going to turn out to have been the worst generation.
No, different generation. Because baby boomers were born after World War II.
Who raised them?
Oh, those bastards.
So I think the greatest generation came back and thought the 50s would last forever or whatever, and then raised kids who I don't know what happened.
Free love, free spending, no responsibility, hippy dippy bull-ass.
Long hair, can't tell a girl from a boy.
Can't understand the words in the songs. All right.
Where's enunciation bad in music? That's what I say. Anyway, you can comment on any of this. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
If you've thought about protecting your home with security, but you've been waiting for the right time, ooh, you want to listen up.
Right now, listeners of this show can get 40% off SimpliSafe's award-winning home security system.
We use and trust SimpliSafe to protect our homes and family because at SimpliSafe, your safety is the only thing that matters.
When a threat is detected, SimpliSafe's monitoring professionals promptly contact you and dispatch first responders to your home, even if you're away or unable to respond.
24/7 professional monitoring costs under $1 a day.
That's less than half of the cost of ADT's traditional professional installed plans.
SimpliSafe blankets your home in protection with advanced sensors for every room, window, and door.
So don't miss this chance to say big when you protect your home with the best. Get 40% off your order when you visit simplisafe.com/Armstrong today. Customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes, and it's easy. Go to simplisafe.com/Armstrong. That's simplisafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
You want to be a showstopper like The Miz? You want to be awesome? Then you'll want to have a game plan. Whether you're a champion or a bettor, you've got to be responsible. The DraftKings Sportsbook offers all the tools you need. You can set a realistic budget and bet within your means. You can set time, deposit, and wager limits so you can have a personal game plan for having fun while being responsible. I practice safe bets, and so should you. Visit DraftKings.com/responsible-gaming to learn about all these tools and more.
Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/responsible-gaming for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources.
Venture X from Capital One is the travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars, and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel, and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, then from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Whether it's harvest theme or Halloween, decorate your home for the fall with Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture with vintage holiday decor. There's lots of Halloween decorations to choose from, plus clothing and costume jewelry, including earrings, necklaces, pins, and rings. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Now we got a text from somebody who's 63 and planned on retiring, and everything has changed. They are not going to retire when they thought they were going to. Got this. Oof. Other text says, I got five kids who love me. That's my retirement.
What?
There you go. Let them take care of you.
Oh, there you go. Now I get it. Okay. So I think the reporter does a decent enough job of setting up our topic here than the floundering voice you will hear after that is KJP, the Secretary of the Press there at the White House. 40, please.
President Biden last year likened the new Georgia voting law to, quote, Jim Crow in the 21st century, but turnout so far in the state's midterm elections has smashed midterm records. Today it topped 1 million votes overall. That's about 70% more than 2018, on par with the presidential election turnout. Was President Biden wrong with the assessment of Georgia's voting law, or does he stand by that Jim Crow comparison?
So, as you know, I got to be careful. I cannot get into politics from here, so won't comment specifically on that race or on the elections or the data that's coming out of Georgia. But the president has been very clear that, based on the big lie, there have been a host of anti-voter policies forced on states that challenge America's fundamental right to vote, right, the access to voting. And so this is against our most basic values, including respect for the law and the Constitution. And speaking generally, of course, wow, more broadly, of course, high turnout and voter suppression can take place at the same time. They don't have to be, one doesn't have to happen on its own. They could be happening at the same time. But I'll leave it there without being able to really dig into the politics of this.
Who ordered the extra large word salad? Nate Hawkman in National Review did some nice writing about this. He says, this, my friends, is what those of us in the rank punditry business call an unfalsifiable hypothesis. The reason turnout went up, according to these people, is nebulous evidence that they don't deign to cite. And then when it turns out there's record voting, they respond essentially, the reason our lie turned out to be a lie is that we lied. There wasn't any voter suppression, and her long screed about the Constitution is just reasonable efforts to ensure the ballot is accurate. So, anyway, I hope that crap is over with.
We'll see.
Meanwhile, speaking of politics, headline in the New York Times, the liberal New York Times. Democrats on defense in blue states brace for a red wave in the House. Republicans are pressing their advantage deep into Democratic territory in the closing stretch of the 2022 campaign, competing for an abundance of House seats amid growing signs that voters are poised to punish President Biden's party, even in the bluest parts of the state. And they point out that the way this works is you're going to win some seats you didn't expect to win. You're going to maybe win, maybe lose some seats that you made the Democrats spend a lot of time and money on defending that they never intended to. And you're going to shake them up enough in the really blue areas that they're going to have to pour some time and resources into those too. So even where there isn't a red win, they will have sapped the Democrats' ability to fight in other swing districts. So New York Times goes into a fair amount of depth. You know what they don't talk about much, and I wish they would have, is gubernatorial races. The Fetterman-Oz debate, which we're going to talk about next segment and play some clips. And, oh, man, if you haven't heard them, oof, unbelievable. But I heard some of the Kathy Hochul and what's-his-face challenging her in New York. I had it here somewhere. I don't know. I misplaced it. And it doesn't matter. The Republican who wants to be governor of New York.
She took over when Gropester stepped down.
Right, exactly, yeah. And she was said to be a shoo-in in that solidly blue state. Well, the Republican, whose name escapes me, has been gaining ground rapidly and whooped her hind end, not literally like Cuomo would have done, but figuratively. he bested her in a debate last night. Even the liberal New York Times, again, is saying she was constantly on the defensive as he pounded home the message of crime and public safety, and she had no real answers.
Well, the big question last night was how bad was the stroke for the Democratic candidate in Pennsylvania? Well, you'll hear some of the debate clips coming up. If you missed an hour, get the podcast.
Armstrong and Getty.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
It's a new day because COVID vaccines just got a big update.
So all the big stuff coming up this fall? Well, now you can say, you bet I'll be there. Because updated COVID vaccines protect against both the original COVID virus and Omicron. And everyone 5 and older can get one. So this is a moment we've all been waiting for.
Find updated COVID vaccines at vaccines.gov. We can do this. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Hello, friends. This is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge. This is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan Puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Marcus Barton, candidate for Redding City Council. As a resident and business owner in this area for over 20 years, I pledge to use my experience to improve the quality of life in Redding. I will support responsible development while safeguarding historic properties like the riverfront and rodeo grounds. I will support our law enforcement officers and firefighters so that we have the best emergency services possible. I will support our business community by cleaning the bureaucratic muck bogging down our permit approval process. With your vote, I commit to putting your priorities first.
This is Rick Massetti, former mayor of the city of Redding, and I'm encouraging the thousands of voters who elected me to elect Marcus Parton.
Paid for by Marcus Parton for Redding City Council 2022.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the Mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walk walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
John Fetterman shoots too low. We want much more money than that. And there are many ways to achieve that, but John Fetterman thinks the minimum wage is his weekly allowance from his parents. He's not really cognizant of the real challenges of business owners who've got to balance that with employees. Thankfully, we have a solution. And John, you didn't answer the question. You can't put businesses out of commission in order to pay more wages because they won't be. The wages will go to zero, which is John Fetterman's radical plan. If you really follow to conclusion.
Now, again, it's remarkable. He hasn't really had any answer that he actually had about that. In his, he doesn't want to talk about having somebody having a living wage and having somebody able to survive. Again.
So that's a little from last night's senatorial debate in Pennsylvania between Dr. Oz, the Republican, and John Fetterman, the Democrat.
The eyes of whoever watched it were on it mostly, I think, well, at least significantly, to see how Fetterman's doing recovering from the stroke. There's been a fair amount of conversation whether he's even capable of serving as a United States senator. I would also argue that it was worth it just to watch for issues and the classic, you know, aspects of a debate. And those were pretty persuasive, too, in my opinion. But it was hard to get past Fetterman's performance.
Now, let me read you some of the responses, and then we can play a couple of clips. I don't remember who all these people are who has screen capturing on Twitter last night. I was going to mainstream slash lefty journalists because I know how the right-leaning journalists are going to portray it. But even the mainstream lefty journalists were never seen anything like this Fetterman performance. If anything, the NBC reporter understated his condition. That's going to that NBC reporter, I forget her name, who did the interview with Fetterman a week or so ago and got just killed by liberal media for adding after the interview that he had trouble making small talk in private before she started the interview. And she was just killed for that. Republican talking points. Are you on the payroll of the blah, blah, blah?
Wow, the classic non-argument.
Yeah, well, if anything, she downplayed his situation likely. Joe Scarborough. MSNBC for Morning Joe. John Fetterman's ability to communicate is seriously impaired. Pennsylvania voters will be talking about this obvious fact, even if the media will not. Well, some of the media is. Here's another lefty journalist. I spoke to Fetterman recently, and I expected him to be very bad tonight, but he was much worse than I expected.
Wow.
So, there you go.
Keeping in mind, as the New York Times points out, the debate was held under unusual conditions. Situated above the moderators were two 70-inch monitors to show the text of what was being said in close to real time for both questions and answers. Professional typists were on hand to try to transcribe the debate as part of an agreed-upon accommodation for Mr. Fetterman, who had a stroke, etc. It was interesting. Both the New York Times and NPR, as I mentioned earlier, went with a nearly identical sentence to describe what happened. Mr. Fetterman's words were frequently halting, and he occasionally stumbled, which is a hell of a description of what I saw, because I watched probably 15 minutes of it, and I turned it off because it was sad. I got enough policy stuff. Dr. Oz got into shots about Fetterman being a couch-surfing ne'er-do-well who's never had a freaking job, and a complete phony. But watching a stroke victim struggled to communicate was giving me no pleasure whatsoever. But the idea that he stumbled occasionally or spoke haltingly is a fiction. There were a couple of sentences. This is not an exaggeration. There were a couple of sentences I saw in 15 minutes that were entirely correct. A couple out of 100 that weren't missing words or the wrong word or the effects of the stroke.
Well, let's just go with the very beginning of the debate when they ask for the opening statement, because and that's what this is expected to be. I'm sure it was the most watched debate nationwide for any of the races anywhere in the country. And most people were tuning in for one thing and one thing only, to see how his brain was doing, and he stumbled right off the bat. So 30, I'm sorry.
Hi, good night, everybody. I'm running to serve Pennsylvania. He's running to use Pennsylvania. Here's a man that spent more than $20 million of his own money to try to buy that seat. I'm also having to talk about something called the Oz rule, that if he's on TV, he's lying. He did that during his career on his TV show. He's done that during his campaign about lying about our record here. And he's also lying probably during this debate. And let's also talk about the elephant in the room. I had a stroke. He's never let me forget that. And I might miss some words during this debate, mush two words together, but it knocked me down, but I'm going to keep coming back up.
Yep.
You know, it was obviously flawed, but a nice sentiment.
Hello, good night was not a good start.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the things I hate about it, just completely away from the, you know, he's 50 some years old, nobody wants to have a stroke part of it, is it makes him a sympathetic character in a lot of ways that he shouldn't be a sympathetic character at all. You're a rich kid who never got a job and lived off your parents, went to Harvard, then did nothing with it.
Right.
I mean, he's just a loser.
Yeah.
Of a guy, and now he gets a lot of sympathy for the fact that he had a stroke. I think electorally it's going to help him. But John Podoritz in the New York Post wrote, it's an act of personal malpractice on the part of those who encouraged him to continue, because this is singularly upsetting performance is not the way any person on this earth, and particularly not someone who suffered a calamitous brain shock, should become famous or notorious or be remembered for.
Yeah, I would agree. Hit us with clip number 31, please, Alex.
But there is that 2018 interview that you said, quote, I don't support fracking at all. So how do you square the two?
I do support fracking, and I support fracking, and I stand, and I do support fracking.
So they had presented him with a statement he had made, where he just specifically said, I do not support fracking, I never have. And they ask him to square that with the fact that he now supports it.
Yeah.
And he just said, I do. And I do.
And furthermore.
Furthermore, I do.
I do. Another clip or two in a moment after a word from our friends at Simply Safe Home Security. 40% off right now. Because you're our listeners, 40% off SimpliSafe's award-winning home security system, which you will customize to your home. 24/7 professional monitoring costs under $1 a day. That's less than half of the cost of, for instance, ADT's traditional professional installed plans. Less than half the cost and better quality.
I've known so many people who had security systems installed but never used them because they were complicated and just... They went off when you didn't want them to. Simply Safe is simple to use, simple to set up. That's where the Simply comes in. But it is not not a great system. It is 24/7 monitoring that you get for about $1 a day. It's won all kinds of awards. It's the best thing you can get out there. And with no contract, that's amazing.
Their monitoring experts use proprietary advanced response technology to visually confirm when a break-in is real, so you get the highest priority police dispatch. And again, 40% off when you visit SimplySafe.com/Armstrong today. Customize the perfect system for your home and your needs. SimplySafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimplySafe.
Same columnist from the New York Post. Democratic voters have no option now other than to close their eyes to what they saw in the debate and vote for someone who should not be in the Senate, or vote for his rival, or not vote at all. Those are your options as a Democrat in Pennsylvania. So if he can't... We don't know that his brain doesn't work in terms of he reads about a policy, he thinks about it, he comes up with a judgment. We don't know that he's impaired in that way.
Right.
So
should be entirely verbal.
Does the hello, good night, does that keep you from being a U.S. senator? Because, you know, it's not really that.
Hi, good night, everybody.
I think, good night. I think the accumulated uncertainty that people got watching that debate and reading about it now, that's going to be enough. There are a hell of a lot of swing voters in Pennsylvania, a surprising number.
Of course, my argument would be better if you released all your medical records.
Yeah.
The fact that he doesn't and won't release his medical records really hurts that argument.
Clip 37.
Mr. Fetterman, will you pledge tonight to release those records in the interest of transparency? You had 60 seconds.
No. To me, for transparency is about showing up. I'm here today to have a debate. I have, you know, speeches in front of 3,000 people in Montgomery County, you know, all across Pennsylvania, big crowds. You know, I believe if my doctor believes that I'm fit to serve, and that's what I believe is appropriate. And now with 2 weeks before the election, you know, I have run a campaign and I've been very transparent about being very open about the fact we're in use captioning. And I believe that, again, my doctors, the real doctors that I believe in, they all believe that I'm ready to be served.
They all believe that I'm ready to be served. Oz did the wise thing and didn't bring up the stroke at all in the debate because it's there on display. Why would you?
And Fetterman tried to pin that on Oz that he constantly talks about it. But Oz didn't bring it up once. So.
But so what do you think in terms of his ability to be a senator? I don't think he should be a senator because he's a loser who's never done anything. But
yeah, I was going to say, I got to get past that. I think he's a bum and a fake.
He is completely phony. He is a complete phony.
He is a creation. I mean, like Lady Gaga is a creation of, what's her real name? Doesn't matter. Stephanie, what's it?
Terminata.
John Fetterman is a character created by John Fetterman.
Right, and it's worked.
Yeah,
and then people,
so far so good.
And then
I guess
people put on the 6'8 bald guy in a Jeep wearing a hoodie their beliefs about working class this or whatever, but none of that matches him at all.
Oh, no, he's putting on a costume. Yeah. One more clip, 39.
Again, Dr. Oz, you know, loves free money when it's a $500,000 tax break on one of his, you know, homes down in a ranch in Florida. And whether it was a $50 tax break, you know, about his farm in Montgomery County. So it's about supporting and helping, you know, young students to give them a break. I believe that supporting
all right,
you know, with all due sympathy to the human being that is John Fetterman,
who's a loser,
you could not come away from that debate thinking, oh yeah, I love his ideas, I think he's good to go, just because he wasn't able to communicate them. So, well, given the enormous number of swing voters in Pennsylvania, I think it was terribly damaging to him.
Well, all right, I'd like the moderator to note that Joe Getty refuses to ask my question. And does he believe the stroke should keep him from being a U.S. senator?
Probably. I'm going to leave that to the voters of Pennsylvania. Yeah, see, I got him. I won that one.
Well, I honestly wonder about this. Do you need to be glib to be a U.S. senator? I mean,
No, honestly, if he was a man of great wisdom and accomplishment, I would be defending him because I've met stroke victims whose thoughts were perfectly coherent, but they couldn't get them to come out of their mouths. They could transmit them in writing in some cases if they were physically able, or get them out through interpreters or whatever. But Fetterman shows no sign of being anything other than a progressive hack. And a phony.
Progressive hack is what you want if you're a progressive, just like conservative hack is what you want if you're conservative. Apparently, how is he going to vote on abortion the way you want if you're a progressive?
Mm-hmm.
How's he going to vote on, you know, this and that the way you want? So does it make any difference if he can spit out a sentence?
Well, if I'm truly a progressive, then I vote for him. Addled and whatever. He'll serve for a week or two. The Democratic leadership will say to him, look, you got a pension and health care for life, but you're getting the hell out of the way because you're not up to it. We're going to appoint somebody.
Him getting a pension and health care for life is as unjust as anything could be.
Oh, yeah.
He's a freaking phony. He's as phony as anybody I can remember in politics.
Yeah. Those of you busting your asses to, you know, make your house payment and pay your bills and put your kids through school and that sort of thing.
Regular working class guys, what I am.
He's going to coast on tax dollars his entire life. Yeah. Beautiful.
Wow. If you can come up with a phonier person than him, I'd like to know who it would be. I mean, Trump is what he's displayed himself to be his whole life. who's phonier than John Fetterman? Ever. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Hi. Good night, everybody.
Armstrong and Getty.
The government is addicted to spending, and that reckless spending is driving up costs on everything for your family.
It's not right and it's not fair, but you don't have to be a victim. There are things you can do right now to lower your monthly expenses and mitigate the impacts of inflation.
Step one, switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. You don't have to sacrifice coverage to save a fortune every single month.
I mean, take a look at your cell phone bill. If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, I know how much you pay. Pure Talk will give you unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. That's real money that can go to cover groceries or gas. And Pure Talk has never raised rates.
Take action. Dial #250 and say Armstrong and Getty. You'll save 50% off your first month.
Enjoy superior coverage and save money. Just dial #250 and say Armstrong and Getty. That's #250 and say Armstrong and Getty to switch to the cell company that actually cares about you, Pure Talk. Dial #250, say Armstrong and Getty for Pure Talk.
Terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop. Opt out. Terms and conditions apply. Visit ISSA online for details.
Tired of the 9-to-5 grind? Looking for something different that's flexible, fulfilling, and pays well? How'd you like to get paid to work out? Now you can with ISSA, the global leader in personal fitness certification.
There's a huge demand for certified personal trainers right now. And once you get ISSA certified, they guarantee you'll get a job. Trainers can make as much as $200 an hour. Yes, I said $200 an hour. And with ISSA, you can be certified in as little as 4 weeks. Just text ACT to 323232 now to get started for free. You do everything at your own pace and 100% online.
Pursue your passion in specializations like yoga, nutrition, or strength training. Live your life on your terms. Get certified and train like you want. Start your own business, work at a gym, or make health and fitness your side hustle. Whatever works for you. Just don't wait.
Get started today and be certified in as little as 4 weeks. Just text ACT to 323232 right now to get started for free. Text the word ACT to 323232. Text ACT to 323232.
California is headed in the wrong direction. Let's make sure we have representatives who fight for us. Assemblyman James Gallagher is that type of representative. When fires destroyed local homes and towns, James Gallagher forced Sacramento to act and got us the needed resources to rebuild. When the Oroville Dam failed, James Gallagher fought the bureaucrats to get the dam fixed and help those that were affected. James Gallagher has always been a fighter for us.
This is James Gallagher. Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies don't listen to us, don't understand our values, and don't care about our part of California. I took Newsom to court to stop his unconstitutional power grab, and I'm fighting the bad ideas, excessive taxes, and high gas prices that are harming our state. With your support, I'll keep fighting for you.
Paid for by James Gallagher for State Assembly 2022.
Goldleaf Nursery Autumn Harvest of Savings Sale is going on now. A huge 50% off sale of shrubs and trees in a selected area of the parking lot. A great time to pick out fall color trees and shrubs. And the rest of the entire inventory is 20% off. This sale runs until November 19th. Coming soon, a truckload of living Christmas trees, including Colorado blue spruce, fir trees, and the hard-to-get Japanese maple and dogwood. Goldleaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. Don't miss Goldleaf Nursery's Autumn of Savings Sale. Goldleaf Nursery at 6168 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Hi, this is Doug Lamalfa. If you've shopped for groceries or gassed up your car lately, you know that inflation is getting worse, not better. There is no reason why everything we buy these days needs to cost so much more than it did just 2 years ago. The Biden administration and the Pelosi Congress are wrecking our economy with their massive spending, their regulations, and tax increases. They've wasted our precious water, neglected our forests, and ruined our domestic energy industry, making us more dependent on expensive foreign oil. Their bureaucracy, their regulations, and mandates make everything cost more, crushing small business. I fight in Washington for families' needs, not some political agenda. To keep our water flowing and our crops growing. A federal government actually managing our forests to prevent devastating fires instead of watching them burn. To cut through the nonsense to help our families survive. I'm Doug Lamalfa. I approve this message, and with your support, I'll keep fighting for what's right. Paid for by the Doug Lamalfa Committee.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Will you be going to In-N-Out, and is there anything you can do at a federal level to take on the quality of the fries?
Thank you for saying this.
People need to talk about it.
Thank you for saying this, because every time I come out here, everyone's like, oh, my God, In-N-Out, In-N-Out. And I'm like, my controversial non-political opinion is that it's overrated.
Yes.
But it's like, I'm a big fry person.
What are they doing?
What is this dry fry thing going on here?
That's interesting. That's AOC, not a fan of In-N-Out Burger, which
I can barely get past your voice to hear what she was saying.
In-N-Out fries are great when they're hot, like right when you get them. They're so good. But
I was just going to say, I had In-N-Out on the way home the other day after the show, and I ate them fresh, and they were like from the hand of God right into the paper bag.
But they don't stay that way very long.
No, they don't.
And
it's a durability issue.
Alex, you look like you have a comment to make about this.
You know, for someone who preaches equity and equality, I think all fried potatoes matter here.
Wow.
Let's start there. The burgers, I'm just so disappointed.
I think In-N-Out is overrated, too. I don't know if that makes me a bad Californian or what, but I like it. And as a company,
no,
it's by far the best company of fast food burgers. The people are better and nicer and everything like that. They pay more. Mm-hmm. It's just better. It's a better organization. But the burgers are overrated.
Well, I have a couple of points to make. First of all, it was decided many years ago that you admitted your heart of tasting. You always eat sweet and sour pork, white bread, etc.
Yes.
So I banned you, because using my powers as co-host, from ever commenting on culinary matters.
But I like McDonald's better.
I'm turning his mic off. I'm sorry. I can't take his slander anymore. I can't.
I like a Quarter Pounder with cheese more than an In-N-Out Burger.
Wow. Well, that's fine. Again, what I was going to say is the In-N-Out Burger is unique. And animal style, please. And uniquely fantastic for a lot of people. Some don't like it as well as others. That's fine. It's okay.
And, you know, there's the taste matter, and then there's also how your body reacts to it. And I am going to need to block out a certain amount of time.
Oh, my.
In the middle of the night if I eat it in and out.
Now, is that post-gallbladder or even pre?
I don't know if I've had In-N-Out since I got my gallbladder.
Probably ought not. Yeah, I freaking love it, and I digest it as easily as a nice lettuce salad. Love it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Hanson, label this segment of the podcast, Jack Aligns with AOC.
I did align with AOC on this.
My God. What has become of you? There's slavery on the ballot in 5 states.
What now?
Somewhat surprising. Abe Lincoln just perked up and said, what now? 5 U.S. states will vote this November on whether to eliminate language in their state constitutions that allow slavery, essentially, as punishment in prisons, which was an exception written into the 13th Amendment, which you may have heard abolished slavery more than 150 years ago.
Well, by slavery in a prison, they just mean like work gangs and stuff like that, right?
You have to work for little to no pay.
I'm fine with that. I think we should do more of that.
See, I have no problem with it either, with some caveats. But you got law professors here. This is the beginning of a wave, says Sharon Dolovich, law professor at the UCLA, and an expert on prison law. I suspect that in 10 years, maybe we'll be horrified that in 2022, most states had this on the books. My caveats are this. Obviously, there can be no cruelty or anything like that. On the other hand, it costs a prison load of money to keep somebody in prison. And if they do something productive to help defray that cost, freaking good. Otherwise, it's coming out of my paycheck. I didn't break the law. You did.
And why can't it be at least as hard as it is for the people who are loading boxes that UPS, you know,
Amazon,
right now?
Distribution center, et cetera. My other caveat, though I am fine with most of this, is that if the prison labor is competing with a private company and undermining them, that's no good.
That's a good question right there.
So it's got to be something unique to the state or just turning big rocks into little rocks, although here at Little Rocks Amalgamated, we don't like the competition.
Yeah, what's wrong with just digging holes and filling them back in?
I got no problem with
that. Is there anything wrong with that? If you miss an hour of the show, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty on demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.